So I am going to call the August 2nd, 2024 Board of Control meeting to order. This is the mic. So it'll pick us all up. It's a broad spectrum microphone array. The time is 8:05 a.m. And let's do a roll call. Ben Kessler present.
Monique Lampke present.
Matt McPeak present.
All right. The item of business before us today is the RFQ for a skate park design build project. This is the skate park that is slated for Schneider Park. And just to kind of give a little bit of background to this, we initially RFP'd this as a design contract and received bids, and this is going back over a year ago, from a variety of designers of skate parks. We had narrowed that down to a firm that does design and build called Hunger Skate Parks. And as we got deeper into it with them and designing through it, they said, you know what, the best process for our firm, if we want to construct, would be to bid this out for construction, but on a design build basis, which we've done before. We did that with the service garage back in the day. So a design build bid would be you solicit vendors to assist you with the build. They give a general ballpark of a quote, and then through the process you're able to adjust the project as needed, so you can sort of flex it out or in depending on what budget you have available to you. Which is a little bit more, they feel more conducive to their type of work, because it, you know, as you get on site, things change a little bit, and you're not just dealing with a bunch of expensive change orders. You're sort of just, it's more of a casual process, which I think makes a ton of sense. So we went out to market for a design build RFQ. We published it. It was a traditional state bid process, 30 days, and we had interest from a couple other potential vendors, or at least one other potential vendor. Is that right?
We had some inquiries about it.
Okay. But they were the sole actual bidder on the project. Their number comes in similar to a design estimate they had provided us 6+ months ago, I think. Or maybe it was honed, 3 months ago? Maybe.
So it was their design estimate that we based this on.
Yes, the RFQ, you want to talk a little bit about how the RFQ is worded and how it's a little bit different?
You're talking about this RFQ?
Yeah, request for qualifications.
What's the blueprint?
Well, I mean, they talk about estimates of cost, but it's not the same. An RFQ is different from an RFP in that it's not a contractual cost.
Yeah.
It's an estimate.
Yeah.
And it's the open book design process. So you go through it and you look at like what is the estimate. And yes, we published their plans, because they had designed their plans as the basis for the RFQ. Anyone was welcome to bid for that. But they then came in with an estimate as the RFQ asked them to. That's on page two, right? No. Yeah, page two at the bottom, project cost. So they provided that estimate, and based upon a design that they had prepared, anybody could have provided the estimate. There was information available to any contractor to provide that estimate. It's not a huge world, by the way, the world of design build skate parks. And they are a player within our Midwest. Like, they're out of Indiana, so they're close by. And so, yeah, it's higher than an estimate they had given us before by $10,000, but we didn't publish the estimate. So anyone could have come in and said, yeah, we could build this for $350 or $1 million or whatever.
Like, what I'm really trying to understand is just why we only got one quote back, because for being such a significant project, it doesn't feel right that we have one quote. So to me, and I mean, that's where my questions are.
I asked Mike that exact question right before we got started. Do you want to maybe
Yeah, I mean, obviously we went through the bid process. They got promoted through builders.
Exchange. The paper.
Online, I sent a direct email out to the, I think it was 7 design firms that some of which would have the capacity to do construction.
But yeah. Builders Exchange would also cover the Kokosins of the world, yeah. And others. Yeah.
I got at least a couple sort of inquiries about it. One of the questions was, whether or not Hunger was going to be able to bid on it. And it's not inconsistent with us having design teams that are also able to do construction to then bid on projects that they were involved in helping us put together.
Yeah.
And so, we told them that they were going to be eligible to bid. Why we got one, I don't know if it's timing. I don't know if it's, it's tough for me to speculate why we got one. I do feel like, from experiences we've had and talking with other municipalities about what these sort of projects cost, that the numbers that they were giving us of $555 seemed to definitely be in the ballpark based on the square footage and the size of the scope of the project. Mm-hmm. They're well within, I think, 10%. From that standpoint, I feel pretty good that we are A, going to have a cost-effective project, and B, that they're more than capable of doing the work.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's where it just, like, when I hear, I've heard different things, and it just makes me feel like, it just feels like we should be getting another quote. And mm-hmm. I don't know if looking at this, if we've set, the anticipated dates of the project in a way that don't work with other people's project plans, and if that was the case, could we be saving money? I don't understand why they would ask if Hunger yeah. would be able to build this. That seems like information that in a close-knit group of people might lead to decreased competition, which isn't really what we're into. I mean, we want it. So I guess that I'm just not personally, I would want to understand why the others didn't bid on this and understand from a cost standpoint, did we do something that, because of maybe their project plans or other flights projects they had in play where they couldn't bid? So that's just where my head's going. Is that I just I can't think of a time where we met and we've only had one bid on a mm-hmm. project like this. So it just doesn't feel right to me right now.
We have had similar situations with sewer lining projects where it's analogous because it's this universe of very few contractors out there that do the work. And so I think there's not a plethora of contractors that are competent and comfortable taking a plan like this, creating, because part of the bid is creating the design, the actual engineering for it, and then moving forward with construction. It's just a really specialized field. There's just, it's,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Right. You're just
I agree, but it's just there should be another bid. We should have had there just should be. I just, for as unique of a project it is, it just.
Who inquired to you? Just out of curiosity.
And again, maybe that in the 2.5 years that I've been mm-hmm. part of these, I don't know that I've had a situation like this where the more I think about it, it just. It's not passing a gut check for me. It doesn't mean that
sure.
It doesn't mean that it doesn't pass a gut check for you. But there's a part of me that wants to somebody, whether that's me or not, I reach out and talk to some of these folks that express some interaction and mm-hmm. just understand why. Because if I don't want to delay the project, I don't want to push it back out, but I really want to make sure
no, those are fair questions.
Another quote or understand why people chose not to bid on this project to ensure that we have a competing offer.
I totally understand what you're saying. When I came in, I asked Mike, I said, why'd we only get one if we, if there yeah. were 7 folks interested? So we did have that conversation prior to our meeting. I think that given my very limited knowledge about skate parks, I think that there could be a benefit to a company that designed this park also constructing it. And I also think that that's probably a very specialized niche. I did see that it got advertised in Daily Reporter. I don't know if, you know, if there were only seven, if it's advertised maybe on a bigger regional level, if the seven could grow a little bit, and that way we solicit a second bid, or are we up against a time constraint that, you know, we need to vote on this tonight? Would there be any harm in maybe expanding that a little bit and maybe holding off for a few more weeks to see if a second bid or additional bids come in?
Daily Reporter is like the statutorily required one, but Builders Exchange is where we tend to get. That's actually where the contractors go, as well as Daily Reporter. So we went above and beyond that, and it's what I think what I propose is that, you know, I don't want to push something through if you're not comfortable with it. I understand where you're coming from. I don't think it's unreasonable. I also think, like, just from having other somewhat analogous situations in the past where we have these little niche or niche, however you want to say it, projects. I like niche, but I got it beaten out of me like a decade ago. So I'm going back to niche.
It sounds more sophisticated.
Yeah, I agree. So when we have these niche projects and there's, you know, like one or two people that show up, it just makes you kind of unnerved. I get that.
Yeah.
So I think, Mike, would you be able to, or if we delayed this a week, like till our maybe a board of control after council, like, is that the end of the world to at least get more information?
It's not the end of the world. The question is just going to be what we're going to be able to get out of people. I mean,
so the
I mean, to me, so that we're on
that's
the
a good
same
point.
Page is what I just want to understand is, was there something in the process that reduced the ability for people to provide quotes? So to your point and your point, this is a very small niche market. So I don't expect 1,000 estimates coming back. I just want to know if were there specifics in the RFP that prompted people not to respond. I just want to make sure that we didn't inadvertently through the process limit the number of estimates that we got back.
Could it have been a matter of timing too? I know nothing about summer bidding process, but if we're willing to wait till the 13th, which is our next council meeting, unless Mike, you're saying it's, you know, it's got to be within that time frame, we could go out a little bit further.
We would
have
to be clear, and that's fine if that's what we want to do. I guess we won't get, I mean, obviously, we can't get additional bids between now and then, right? So,
right.
We will, on the 13th, we'll still be sitting with one bid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, what I'm proposing is the way to get more quotes that we can act on is to go back to a public bid process. So, that resets the clock, which
Understood.
But I think what you're asking is a little bit different than that, maybe. What I was about to propose is, you know, the most recent skate parks that have been constructed in the Central Ohio region have been Dublin a while back, but I think it was part of their pickleball it was a whole thing. And I think maybe Westerville, but we're going back a decade. And so maybe we can go back and see who built those, and maybe we can ask a little bit, like, why would you not have bid on this, or like, is this something that would have been of interest to you? Talk to people who didn't bid that had reached out to you, try to learn more. When you read it, it's not stopping anyone from doing anything, but I think that the skill set of being able to take an illustrative plan, shepherd it through to construction drawings, which is a totally different skill set than like a Kokosing might have, for example, and then construct it is a very specialized field.
Thinking, that also in and of itself limits.
But we want that. So I want to explain. We don't want to limit the field, but we don't want to have it.
We don't want to bring construction
drawings to a concrete contractor and say, here, just pour this.
I want
to their point.
From three other niche people that do the turnkey solutioning, or, you know, the couple other people that we reached out to that do the turnkey. Why did they choose not to? Because I totally support that this is niche. I totally support that we want that design build, you know, cohesive relationship. But to me, when as I've heard the process that we followed, I just want to understand and feel confident that we didn't, by that process, essentially limit those that would participate to the one group that was providing us guidance to do it that way.
And maybe another way to do it also is to profile for you who actually nationally could do it. Because I know from our earlier process that we had some West Coast firms.
Yeah.
And I think that practically speaking,
this is a Midwest one.
This is I think the only Midwest one we know of, which might
from my view, it's just making, you know, I just want to understand the process.
I get
certain that we didn't, by default, by guidance of the firm that we have a quote from, essentially only have one firm that mm-hmm. was realistically going to quote on it. That's just where my head goes as we talk through
That's fine. I would keep in mind that obviously Hunger, who bid on it, knew it was going through a formal bid process. And, you know, presumably they're bidding based on the idea that there's a competition for the number that they're going to give us. Unless there's behind the scenes communication going on between all the potential firms saying
that would be a big problem.
I'm guessing it wouldn't tell us what's happening.
Correct.
But I do think at least from a no bidder knows how many projects are going to, how many firms are going to bid on it, right? They don't know what's going to come forward, and so therefore their bid price should reflect the idea that they're going to be in competition for it. But
I think that that's very reasonable. I think that we can do some research and come back with more background as to why someone might not have bid on this and maybe satisfy that. I also want to congratulate you, Mike, because while we got one bid, this is a really well-written RFQ. I know Megan worked on it as well. It's not like you read it and it clearly is not trying to steer a contractor. So I just want to reiterate that like anybody could have bid on this who wanted to. So let's find out why they didn't. And it could be a geographical thing. It could be market timing. Who knows? But we'll figure it out.
Related.
Could be niche.
And I'm flexible. So the minute information's identified and we give the sufficient time for public, I'm happy to get together and meet again.
I would also be willing to go on a field trip with you to
Westerville
or Dublin see other types of projects so that we better understand this particular project.
Oh, yeah, that if you want to, that would be fun.
It would be like nothing else we've ever seen. Yeah.
You have to ride. I would recommend against riding a skateboard on them.
Okay.
And for
because
the record,
I have fallen flat on my ass multiple times trying
to
do that.
I'm wearing checkered vans.
There you go. You're right.
My skateboard shoes. So, to me, it's the process. I don't think that what I'm asking for should take a ton of time.
It's fine.
It's just really understanding of the, based on the requirements of the RFP, why didn't a few folks provide an alternative bid? I'm not questioning
this
organization's ability to deliver exactly what we want and in a wonderful way, at a low cost way. It's just...
Well, they're hungry.
Would you be okay then if I sent out an email to the... Because obviously I don't know who looked at the... I don't have the information about who might have been interested. I have the information of the firms that we sent something directly to, right? And say and send an email saying, hey, ask a handful of questions regarding this to get feedback from them directly, the six or seven additional firms outside.
Yeah, from my view, reach out to two or three of the people that are niche players that could do the turnkey, shoot them an email, give them, ask for feedback within a day, and if they haven't, I'll pick up the phone and call somebody.
I can call too.
I want to know, was there something in the process that limited our ability? And then...
was it that you threatened everybody you offered it to them?
Hey, this is being recorded.
That was a joke.
That's the goal, is to understand why we have one.
Got it.
If it it was tied to the process. And if it's one because of any other reason, so be it. It's,
could
it,
be
it
for reasons that we aren't even anticipating.
I feel very comfortable. I understand what you're saying.
Thank you.
Do you?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be, just from a practical consideration, I'm going to be out of town next week, so I won't be available until our next council meeting. But if, like, and I think that's okay, right? Like, time-wise? Like, we could reconvene on the 13th?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't think it causes any issues where that bid is only good. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
It's only good for a certain date?
Because the 11th was the deadline, that's going to be over 30 days. That'd be at 30 days.
It'll just be over. Is this only good for 30?
Just reach out and see if they can extend it for 15 days or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's very... We are on recess.
If they don't let us
know. Ryan's supposed to be here.
Yeah, if they don't let us know.
We're getting paid double time.
Yeah. Because I don't want to... I mean...
Another joke.
I worry that you not want to lose this opportunity here. So,
sure.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Okay. Anything, anything further before we adjourn? Old business. No. New business. Motion to adjourn. Lampke, seconded.
McPeak.
McPeak. All in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.